Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. Alex Dunn here with Anthony McGrath on the line to look ahead to the final of the Cricket World Cup. We've got Australia against New Zealand coming up at 4:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. The early hours, but plenty of you I know will be getting up to watch it. It should be a fascinating final as well. We'll start by saying hello, Anthony McGrath. How are you?
Hello, I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, not so bad. You've just come back from a little, what should we call it, warm weather training?
Yep, warm weather training. Yeah, the guys who didn't go to Abu Dhabi with the first team squad with Yorkshire, we went over to Spain to do some netting over there and get out of the rain and the sleet at Headingley Indoor School. So it was a very nice week, thank you.
It's all right for some, isn't it? But this should be a fantastic final, shouldn't it?
Oh yeah, I mean, to be honest, the two best teams are in the final. I'm so pleased. Sometimes, you know, the form teams, one of them can fall at the last hurdle, but you know, the two host countries, I think they've played the best brand of cricket as well. Both really entertaining teams, very aggressive with bat and ball and in the field, and it should be an absolute cracking final.
New Zealand priced up at 15-8, Australia at 4-9.
Yep.
We've got a host of headline offers on the website as well. New Zealand to score the most sixes and win the match at 4-1, Australia to do the same at 13-8. Brendan McCullen, top New Zealand batsman, and New Zealand to win at 10s. Trent Bolt, top New Zealand bowler, and New Zealand to win at 7s. David Warner, top Australian batsman, Australia to win at 5s. And Mitchell Starc, top Australian bowler, and Australia to win at 7-2. Plenty of markets that we'll get onto in a minute on the website. But first things first, Anthony, who wins this for you?
Well, I tipped New Zealand at the start, but I'm just going to side with Australia. I just think New Zealand have played every game at home. First time in this tournament, they'll be at the MCG in Melbourne. And I just think Australia are just going to have a bit too much firepower. Having said that, I think 4-9 is too short for Australia with these two teams. We've already seen early in the tournament New Zealand beat them. So I think it's closer than the betting suggests. But I just think Australia will get over the line.
Okay, so Australia to win, but 49 isn't the best bet that you'll ever
see.
No,
you mentioned the headline offer there. The one that stands out there for me, there's been two outstanding bowlers in this tournament, and both of them play tomorrow night. Trent Bolt for New Zealand and Mitchell Starc. And I think the headline offer, Mitchell Starc, top Australian bowler, and Australia to win at 7-2. I think that's the way I'd be going in this contest.
Okay, well, we'll move on to some of the more specific markets, namely the top batsmen and top bowlers for each country, because they are fairly profitable, these. We'll start with New Zealand. Top New Zealand batsmen, we've got 7-2 co-favourites, Brendan McCullum, Kane Williamson and Martin Guptill. 11-2 for Ross Taylor, 7s for Grant Elliott, 8s for Corey Anderson, 9s Tom Latham, 16s or bigger the rest. Do you think it concerns the sort of big three here?
It does. Yeah, I think this is the difference in the three teams. Having said that, you know, Grant Elliott and Corey Anderson, with the help of Vettori, played fantastically to get over the line against South Africa. But I think the top three in the market are New Zealand's best player, and they're very similar to Australia's top three. But if you look at Australia's middle order with Watson, Maxwell, Clark, Haddon, Faulkner, I think that's where the match will be won and lost. So I think the top three is where the runs are going to come from if New Zealand win this game, and I'm going to stick with the captain at 7-2, Brendan McCullum.
Okay.
I think he's led the team fantastically well, and with all his experience, he plays in the IPL, he loves the big occasion, and I wouldn't be surprised if he turns on something special tomorrow. Going up front, he likes to set the tone for the innings, and I think he's due a big score.
Okay, 7-2 then for McCullum to be the top New Zealand batsman. As for Australia, David Warner and Stephen Smith are 7-2 joint favourites. Aaron Finch at 9-2, Michael Clarke at 5s, 8s for Glenn Maxwell and Shane Watson, 9s George Bailey, 14s Mitchell Marsh, 25-1 for Brad Haddin, and 40s for the aforementioned James Faulkner. Again, you're going to have Warner and Smith in short here at 7-2. I say short, it's still a fair price at 7-2. Then Aaron Finch at 9-2 and probably Michael Clark at 5s. They're the four that are probably going to contest this, but you would imagine that the earlier you can get in for Australia, the more chance you've got, especially if they are going to build a big total.
Yeah, and the MCG, you know, it's normally favours the batters, so there's some big scores there. You're right, I think it'll come again from the top order. Having said that, again, Watson and Maxwell, particularly Maxwell, score so quickly. So even if they get in with 10, 15 overs left, they can still get, you know, 70, 80, even 100. We've seen it in the tournament. But again, I think this goes down to the top three in the betting. Michael Clark's not had the best tournament with the bat. He's already said he's going to be retiring after this World Cup from One Day International Cricket, still struggling with his back. So I'd rule him out. I don't think he's looked in any kind of nick. So I think it's down to Warner, Smith the hero from the semi, and Aaron Finch. I've got a feeling tomorrow for Aaron Finch. It's a good price. I thought he'd be a little bit shorter than that. And again, him and Warner are very much like McCullum. They come out of the traps, and I think Aaron Finch, I think you could make a case for any three, but I'm just going to plump for Aaron Finch.
Okay, 9-2 for Aaron Finch on his home ground, of course.
Yeah,
which must help. Okay, top New Zealand bowlers then: Trent Bolt 9-4, Tim Southee 7-2, 4s for Daniel Vittori and Mitchell McClenaghan, 9-2 for Kyle Mills and Matt Henry, 11-2 Corey Anderson, 6s or bigger the rest. Trent Bolt has been fantastic so far. 9-4 again could be a fair price about him here.
Yeah, I don't think he'll get as much movement as he has done in New Zealand. I think that's one of the big things for this opening pair, Bolt and Southee. It was interesting, Brendan McCullum in the game against Australia in the tournament, he got Daniel Vittori into the match very early, the left-arm spinner, and that's because Australia in their top six have only got one left-arm batsman. So the ball's spinning away from the other five right-handers. That could be an interesting matchup because Australia will attack Vittori, and Vittori is very experienced, so he could get a little bit of joy. And I'm going to go with Daniel Vittori at 4-1. I think in that middle period, he could pick up two or three wickets. And in this market, if you pick two or three up, you have a chance of being top wicket taker. So for me, Daniel Vittori.
Okay, bit of value there with Daniel Vittori at fours. And finally, top Australian bowler. Mitchell Starc 12-5, Mitchell Johnson 100-30, 4s for Josh Hazlewood and Pat Cummins, 5s for James Faulkner and 6s for Xavier Doherty. You would imagine this concerns the two Mitchells.
Yeah, I was just about to say this won't surprise anyone. It's Mitchell Starc for me. I probably bang on about him too much in every podcast, but he's simply been outstanding in this tournament. You know, balls at the top, swings the ball, balls at the end. His Yorkers have been, you know, phenomenal as well. The two form bowlers, as I said, him and Bolt. And again, he's got wickets in every conditions he's played in, whether it's been, you know, in New Zealand or the different grounds around Australia. So for me, Mitchell Starc, and as I said earlier, I'd put him in with the top bowler and Australia win as well.
Okay. Plenty of other markets available on the website. You've got specific team totals. You've got loads of player markets, basically match bets between two. I mean, just looking now, you've got Kane Williamson, Martin Guptill, Brendan McCullum, Ross Taylor, Stephen Smith, David Warner, Aaron Finch, Michael Clark, Trent Bolt, Tim Southee. This is now a bowler match, of course, and Mitchell Starc, Mitchell Johnson. So if you don't want to sort of nail your colours to a mast in terms of a result, and you just want to make it a match bet, if there's someone that you're keen to get at, they're all fair prices, all 4-5, 8-11, evens, 10-11. So plenty of value to be had there. You can have batsmen to score a 50. Of the ones that we touched on there, you can have Kane Williamson 13-8, Stephen Smith 13-8, David Warner 7-4 with Martin Guptill, 2-1 for both Aaron Finch and Brendan McCullum. So your two picks there, 2-1 to score a 50, Anthony. That's it's not bad, is it?
No, it's not. It's good value. And sometimes if you don't want to get, as you said, involved in the outright, there is markets you can get involved in. You know, it does give you a bit of interest in the game as well without, you know, as you said, hoping a team gets over the line and gets the victory.
Yeah. OK, so plenty to look forward to in the early hours of Sunday morning. Can you just sum up your thoughts and your fancies in the Cricket World Cup final, Anthony?
Yeah, for me, Australia just. I think they'll win the game too strong. Love the headline offer, Mitchell Starc and Australia, top bowler Australia to win. McCullum for me with the bat for New Zealand to be top New Zealand bat. For Australia, Aaron Finch, I think, will come out firing at the top of the order to be top Australian bat. Daniel Vettori to wheel his magic with a left-arm spin to be top New Zealand bowler. And no surprises, the top Australian bowler to be Mitchell Starc.
Okay. Right, great stuff, Anthony. Enjoy all of the action if you're getting up early to watch it. If not, then enjoy the second innings at a more sensible hour. And we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.